Welcome to Sound Practice, the business podcast for physicians and healthcare leaders, hosted by Mike Tsakopoulos and produced by the American Association for Physician Leadership.
Voltaire famously said, "When it comes to money, we are all of the same religion." That may be, but we are all certainly not of the same ability. I routinely speak with healthcare professionals that manage their personal finances with all the sophistication of a neighborhood yard sale. Let's face it, tax laws, portfolio structure, asset allocation, all of these could be difficult for even Scrooge McDuck. Never fear, my guest today has a lifetime of knowledge and experience assisting healthcare professionals with their finances. It's time to put your financial house in order. Next on Sound Practice. My guest today is William McDonald. Mr. McDonald is a recognized leader in the field of executive compensation and benefits. He's worked with such firms as Merrill Lynch and the Retirement Capital Group. William McDonald, welcome to Sound Practice.
Yeah, thank you.
It's our pleasure to have you with us today. Maybe you could tell our audience a little bit more about your background.
Yes. My background leads to why I founded My Financial Coach. So I started my career in financial services, spending a lot of time working with small to medium-sized businesses, doing estate planning, doing pension plans. And later on in my career, I started working with non-qualified executive benefit plans. So I founded a company called Compensation Resource Group, and we focused on putting in these deferred comp arrangements for a number of major companies. In fact, we ended up doing 43% of the Fortune 500. I actually designed the plan for the PGA Tour for the professionals for their deferred comp. And I sold that company to a New York Stock Exchange company. We were managing about $20 billion of assets, and I had 190 people around the country. And that whole career kind of led me to where what we're doing today and My Financial Coach.
Well, let's talk about My Financial Coach. And as our audience may know, it's a partner of the sponsor of this podcast, the American Association for Physician Leadership, AAPL. What motivated you to create My Financial Coach after so many years of running successful businesses?
Yes. Well, going in and out of companies, I noticed that executives didn't really understand their corporate benefits. And if they didn't understand their corporate benefits, they certainly weren't appreciating what the company was doing, and they weren't utilizing them to the maximum. I saw people making major mistakes with stock option plans and restricted stock units and even deferred comp. So I started referring people to a major company that did financial planning for the major companies. But I thought, you know, this needs to come down a little. So I've worked with financial advisors personally my entire life, but I could never understand if my financial advisor was working on my retirement plan or his, because he was always pitching me products. He would make a recommendation, and I'd have to go do research to find out if it was the right product. Now, I'm well educated in this area. I own a broker dealer. I own an RIA. I've owned broker dealers and been in the financial services industry for many years. So I thought, if I'm having difficulty staying on top of things, imagine the average person would. So I wanted to set up a company, and I got a number of like-minded investors, put My Financial Coach together so that we could provide unbiased and unconflicted advice. Now, unbiased means when your financial advisor says I'm unbiased, that means I could sell you product A or product B. Unconflicted means, do you really need either product? So we don't sell any products. Well, we have certified financial planners who are all salaried employees, and they provide comprehensive financial planning. So we wanted to bring this to the market, and we wanted to bring it to mid-market companies, physician practices, law firms, and a number of people who are not being serviced by the big firms. One of our recommended firms is White Coat Investor. A lot of listeners probably know of White Coat. And I think White Coat recommends us as one of the financial planning firms because they love the fact that we're transparent and that we're not charging people for assets under management and those types of things.
Well, that's refreshing, Bill. You've dealt, obviously, with lots of physicians. What are some of the financial challenges you see physicians facing?
Yeah, great question. I guess it's at what stage of your career? So early on, you know, out of residency, out of medical school, et cetera, you're dealing with student debt. Yeah, you're trying to make a decision. Should I buy a house, contribute to my 401k plan, or pay down my student debt? So it's all about my cash flow because, you know, in your career, you're going to make a lot of money eventually, but in those early years. So we work with physicians, but sadly, we work with a number of physicians in their late 50s, 60s, and even into their 70s who never did the planning. They chased a lot of shiny objects early in their career. You know, you're a target for a lot of financial advisors selling products. So you made some mistakes along the way. You haven't accumulated enough money for retirement. You can't retire comfortably. So some of the mistakes people have made is they didn't get on track early with understanding the things that they could do and plan properly. Maybe they put all their money into a pre-tax program, kicking the can down the road, and eventually they're going to pay a lot of taxes when they withdraw dollars. So I think it's the lack of planning, and a big factor is the trust factor, needing to trust someone to handle your finances. Because again, most financial planners selling something. Again, the refreshing part of our whole strategy is we don't sell anything. So we're there to be really your coach and your financial advisor.
So let's look at some successful things physicians have done regarding building employee benefits on both sides, physician side and all employee.
Yeah. So in my career, doing the deferred comp, I worked with some of the largest institutions in the country, like the Cleveland Clinic, the University of Miami Medical, the Dartmouth Medical, some of the large institutions. And they basically need to develop programs to attract and retain key folks. So things like they start off with their 401k or their 403b, if they're a nonprofit organization, but building upon that to attract and retain the right people, they need to be thinking about things like deferred compensation. Of course, nonprofits have a little struggle there because of the tax law, but there are strategies out there where they could actually defer money similar to a for-profit organization. We're working actually with a large for-profit organization who's trying to compete with a nonprofit. And we're helping them put together a student loan repayment program similar to what the government offers for people working for nonprofits. Now, if you're running your own practice, you know, you start off with building your wealth through things like 401k plans and SEPs and so forth. But then you take another leap into defined benefit pension plans, cash balance pension plans. We've actually worked with a number of practices putting in captive insurance companies where they're covering their enterprise risk in their practice. But a lot of that is kicking the can down the road from a tax standpoint. So we work with a lot of strategies to take that cash balance pension plan, and rather than have the money come out taxable, we have it come out tax-free. So working with a lot of our subject matter experts, we're able to develop strategies to help people have their practice work for them rather than them work for their practice.
Bill, you got my vote. Now, most of the people in our audience today, Bill, probably already have a financial advisor. Why would they use my financial coach?
Yeah, another great question. And we get this all the time. You know, when we attend conferences, the first thing people say when they see my financial coach in the background, they go, oh, I already have a financial advisor. And the question is, what does your financial advisor do for you? And most people describe, well, I have a broker that works for, you know, one of the large institutions and they manage my money. I said, oh, that sounds like you have a wealth manager. Do you have a lawyer? Do you have a CPA? Do you have somebody helping you with your taxes? Do you have an insurance agent? Do you have a property and casualty? Who's bringing all these people together? So what we do is we have a family office type setup where we're in the middle of this, all the spokes. So we're not here to replace your financial advisor if that person is, say, let's say, a money manager, managing your pension plan, managing your personal assets. But we can bring more transparency to what they do. The question I always ask is, do you know what you pay your financial advisor? And after I see that blank look on their face, they go, well, I think I'm paying them 100 basis points. And I said, are you sure? Are they getting money on trades on top of that? So we're there to bring transparency. Again, we're not there to replace the people you're working with. However, some people have outgrown the people they're working with. Like, is your CPA proactive or reactive? So we can bring a lot of ideas to the table without disrupting the people you work with, but we can fill the gaps with subject matter experts on the people or the elements that you're lacking in your financial plan.
Well, that's great, because I know many people out there have relationships with folks that they use and would just like some additional assistance and not a complete disruption. So I'm sure that your methods are successful and help strengthen those relationships. Now, well, the AAPL, as you know, has business partners that bring innovative solutions and strategies to its members. In what ways do my financial coach subject matter experts offer some creative ideas to members of the AAPL? Maybe you can give me a specific example or two.
Yeah. So our planning process covers all elements of financial planning. I mean, we start with cash flow and budgeting. How much money is coming in and how much money is going out? How much are you paying in taxes? What strategies are you taking advantage of? And so forth. To give you a good example, we have a client. She had a medical practice. She had about $5 million under management with her advisor. And she was somewhat happy with them, but not really. There was something lacking there. So one of our CFPs took a look at her portfolio. Now, we're not going to tell her what stocks to buy. We're not even going to tell her how to allocate it, but we are going to educate her on portfolio structure, do a risk tolerance. And we found out that her current broker was charging her 150 basis points to manage $5 million. And her first reaction was, well, is that fair? We go, no, it's like double the amount of money that you should be paying. And not only that, but your assets are scattered all over the place. So you don't have a true asset allocation. And you're paying a lot of taxes within that portfolio. You're paying a lot of taxes outside the portfolio. So we helped her, first of all, minimize her fees, consolidate her portfolio, allocate it with her entire holdings. She had outside real estate and other things. And we're able to put some of that money into a pension plan, which gave her tax deductions. So we looked at the entire picture and she was on track, making a lot of money, but she was not doing it efficiently. And we helped bring it back into the focus.
Excellent. Now, I'm interested in your technology. Can you tell me a little bit about the technology platform that my financial coach uses?
Yeah. So since we work virtually with everyone, we use a technology platform. The basis of it is eMoney, which is owned by Fidelity. It's very secure, and it allows you to aggregate all of your holdings, your assets, your liabilities. There's a special vault where you can put your wills and your trusts and so forth, so that we can see everything in real time. So when I first put the company together, you know, I have a number of brokerage accounts with different firms. I have bank accounts. I have life insurance policies. I have pension plans. I'm on the board of a few private companies, so I have warrants and options that are not publicly traded. I have wills and trusts. So I started pulling everything together. And when I pulled my wills and trusts together, they looked like they were 11 years old. And I knew we upgraded them. But in another folder, in another room, I find my amendments. And when I got everything together under this secured platform, my wife said, you know, I feel more secure now knowing where everything is. So we bring everything together. So if you've got a Merrill Lynch account and a Morgan Stanley account and a Chase Bank account, it's aggregated in a very secured environment. It's read only, so there's no trades happening here, but it gives the financial advisor, our CFP, an opportunity to look at everything in real time and continuing to monitor what you're doing. And there are a lot of tools on there, like in some of the sessions that we do, someone says, take a look at my retirement cash flow projections. With inflation going up, interest rates going up, can you model that? So we do a lot of Monte Carlo analysis, real time in front of the client. We take a look at maybe selling a piece of property in the future, and it all gets modeled out with a client. And some of our techie physicians that really like to get hands-on, we can give them some tools that they can actually do a lot of this on their own. But it's really there for our CFPs to work. I love the platform. It really gets people organized.
Well, that sounds great. But you know, Bill, the question people are thinking as we go through all these tremendous services that are being offered, that question is obviously, how do you charge, right? Is this transactional? Is it on a percentage of assets under management? Is it a flat fee? How does my financial coach charge for these services?
Yeah, another good question that we get all the time. So people come up to us and say, how much do you charge for assets under management? And we say, we don't. I never could get my arms around, you know, if you have $10 million under management or $1 million under management, why are we charging you a difference between 1 and 10, a percentage of your assets? So we charge a flat fee. So we have a one-time setup fee that we charge, and it's discounted for AAPL members. And that one-time fee gets the plan going, it gets all your information on the platform, and you've got a complete financial plan that comes out in the beginning with lots of things that you need to focus on, you know, going forward. And then we charge just $100 per month to have full access to your own CFP, not a call center. It's your own CFP who knows your situation. You have access to them 24/7, where you can email them. You have access to their calendar, which you can book a call any time of the year, as many as you want, 7 days a week. So it's a flat fee, one-time setup, and just a monthly charge. We don't take any money from assets under management and managing the money like most advisors.
Sounds like you're moving towards a client-centric type of model. Maybe you can tell me a little bit more about how my financial coach strives to improve client-centric financial planning.
Yes, because it's making decisions, especially a lot of people that are probably listening are big followers of White Coat Investor. And they do a lot of things on their own. You know, the do-it-yourselfers, they're out, you know, looking at real estate. They're out looking at other asset classes. They're looking at other strategies. But it's like me in medicine. I don't know much about medicine. I'm not trained in medicine. So I can go on WebMD and maybe diagnose a rash that I have or a cold. But I'm not the expert. So who can I talk to? That's not going to sell me a product or dissuade me away from what I'm thinking. So we're in the center of all of your financial plans. You've got a good sounding board. We've got a number of subject matter experts. So we have tax experts. We have CPAs. We have lawyers. We have investment advisors, and these are people that we've vetted out over the years. Many of these people I've had a relationship with and know the firm and know their expertise, whether it's in philanthropy, whether it's in tax strategies, whether it's in legal, getting your wills and trusts and so forth put together. So we're there to be the hub of your financial plan. You may do some things on your own. You may have an advisor you work with on other things, but we're the hub that's bringing it all together.
Perfect. Well, as our time together wraps up, I'm sure that there are people that are interested in the services of my financial coach. How do they reach you?
Yeah. So we have a landing page put together by AAPL. So if you go to myfinancialcoach.com/AAPL/, that link will take you to a landing page and it will give you information on how are we different. It's going to answer a lot of questions that we had today and maybe even more questions. On that link will be all of our pricing. It will be a whole process. And then there's a little button where you can click on that button and you can get on the calendar of one of our CFPs, 30-minute, no obligation call, just have a conversation to see if this makes any sense for you. And maybe they can even answer some questions for you that are top of mind today. And then if you want to move forward, that CFP can help you with that. Again, it's myfinancialcoach.com/AAPL/.
Well, thank you for the great information and thank you for your time. My guest has been William McDonald of My Financial Coach. Thank you so much. My thanks to William McDonald and his team at My Financial Coach. They are helping smart healthcare professionals become financially independent. My thanks also to the American Association for Physician Leadership for making this podcast possible. Please join me next time on Sound Practice. We release a new episode every other Wednesday.
You've been listening to Sound Practice, the business podcast for physicians and healthcare leaders. Check out the show notes for this episode at soundpracticepodcast.com. If you have any suggestions for future episodes, we'd love to hear them. Email us at info@soundpracticepodcast.com. Subscribe to Sound Practice wherever you listen to podcasts so you can automatically receive our episodes. And please rate us and comment on the podcast in iTunes and Google Play. Sound Practice is presented and produced by the team at American Association for Physician Leadership. We are the world's premier organization for all aspects of physician leadership in every sector of healthcare. Learn more at physicianleaders.org. That man Robin. Rip, boom, kapow.